It's time now for Visit Moffitt County, a community affairs program, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting. Now here's your host, Tom Kleinschnitz.
Welcome to Visit Moffitt County. This program is a public service announcement opportunity provided by Blizzard Communications. We are grateful for this time for Northwest Colorado citizens to get up to date on what's happening in Moffitt County. As always, remember, we're 5,000 watts that sound like a million. I'll be serving as your host today. My name is Tom Kleinschnitz. I currently serve the people of Moffitt County as director of Visit Moffitt County and the Moffitt County Tourism Association. Previously, I was an outfitter and held concession permits in Dinosaur National Monument. Again, work for the people of Moffitt County. I have the pleasure of speaking to three individuals today. All are contributing to the economy in new and innovative ways right here. First, we have John Ilko with Living Water Fibers and Alpacas. Next, we'll have Colt Hoffman with Colt 45 Productions. And finally, we'll be having a conversation with a new business owner in downtown Craig, Wade Gerber. Welcome, John. How are you doing today?
Doing fine, Tom. How are you?
Oh, it's a wonderful day in Northwest Colorado. Certainly welcome to you. Before we get talking about your operations at Living Waters and Alpacas, tell us about yourself, where you grew up, and why you live here in Moffitt County.
My name is John Ilko. I was born and raised in Craig, Colorado, and so I've lived here in Moffitt County all my life, and that's where I grew up. And reason why I live here, I enjoy where I live.
Well, it's certainly, we all love Northwest Colorado. It sure grabs you. This time of year is a wonderful time of year to be out and about. I understand your business is a family endeavor. Tell us about your partner and how you work together and how you make things happen.
My wife Laura and I are the ones that own and operate Living Water Fibers and Alpacas and Sela Yarn Company. And we just work together with a lot of love and a lot of grace and a lot of patience. And my wife does most of the creations of our products by knitting, crocheting, weaving. I do a little bit of weaving as much as I can.
Yeah, and obviously you handle the ranch into the operation, and you've got a lot of things to take care of. As many people in Moffitt County know, that there's lots of duties that are incorporated into running any ag operation.
Yeah, so we raise 60 alpacas, and I just take care of their overall health every day, and the feeding and things like that.
Great. Well, let's get specific about what you guys are producing out there. Tell us about the products that are available through Living Water and tell us how that's evolved through the years. How did you start with what and what are you producing now?
We just started with a small amount of alpacas, and then the products that we make that can cover a person from head to toe, hats, gloves, scarves, sweaters. We don't have the ability quite yet to make socks, but we sell socks. Anything that we don't make ourselves, we have somebody in the United States make it for us, or we have direct connections with Peru. And so basically our operation is just fiber production to produce an end product for the customer.
Well, wonderful. I understand there's a lot of natural fibers out there in the market. What advantage does alpaca fiber have? Why would your best customers choose alpaca?
First off, it's a naturally hypoallergenic fiber. And allergies are such a problem in our society today, which is why so many people feel that they must use synthetic materials, which is not the case with alpaca. Alpaca fiber is naturally hypoallergenic because they lack the lanolin oil found in sheep's wool. And so whereas with sheep's wool, about 40% of the world's population is allergic to sheep's wool, and it's naturally antimicrobial and odor resistant, and it's in that antimicrobial clothing is in high demand because of the chemical treatments used by the outdoor and sports textile industry to inhibit bacterial growth on the fabrics that can deteriorate over time and may cause environmental harm. The keratin protein component of the animal fibers, especially alpaca, offers a more natural and durable alternative to chemical treatments and synthetic fibers. The great thing about alpaca is that it's warmer, lighter, and softer than almost every other natural fiber, including merino wool, cashmere, and synthetic fibers, and also including it's greater and better than goose down. That research shows alpaca fiber provides a 50 degree Fahrenheit comfort range. Bottom line, what that means is it's 20 degrees warmer than most synthetics and 30 degrees warmer than wool. Studies have shown that garments made from alpaca fiber are 30% lighter and 10% warmer than goose down. It's breathable. It's thermal regulating. It wicks away the moisture 85% more than wool, and it's three times stronger than wool. And so that's it's a great thing to see. Also, seven times warmer than synthetics and wool and other natural fibers. It's softer than cashmere, and it's three times stronger than wool.
Well, it sounds like it hits every mark. That sounds like fantastic stuff. You must have some strong demand for your product.
We believe so, that nationally it's a great product, and it's a growing demand to the industry.
Yeah, so you have customers, I'm sure, from far and wide. Tell us about where your customer base is.
Our customer base is nationally, and it's a world-renowned fiber. It's the number one fiber in the world that it's sought after. And the industry itself has only been around since the 1980s and been about 40 years that the industry has been around.
Okay. Well, that makes for, the other materials have been around longer. I think as soon as people discover this, it sounds like it's going to be even higher demand, in my view. Back to the products themselves, I've kind of did a little research, and it seems like it has a fairly great resilience. It lasts a long time. How long does this stuff last? How should people take care of alpaca?
The lasting is just like any other product. It's how you take care of it. And we've talked to customers that have had products from their grandparents, and they said, oh, we've had this sweater from our grandparents. And so it can last generations, and it all depends on how you take care of it. And it does well in its longevity. We also make a lot of other products, such as rugs and placemats and saddle blankets as well for the horses. And they are very long-lasting, and they can last a very long time.
And so the actual care of the product, I mean, if you had socks or a sweater, is there a difference in how you wash it or take care of it?
Yeah, most of the products are machine washable.
Okay.
But not necessarily the products that we make ourselves, like the hats and things like that. You have to hand wash those.
Well, I'm sure people are kind of curious about the alpacas themselves. Not to get into how you take care of them. That's your world. But how's their temperament? What's it like taking care of 60 alpacas out at the ranch?
They're not necessarily the most typical livestock, and so they just have a different temperament than other livestock.
Okay, and it sounds like you got 60 of them, so you got some daily work that takes good solid leaning into it, making it happen.
Yeah, they're a curious animal. That's about their temperament in some ways. It's just basically just like any other animal. It just depends on how you treat and care about them. If you treat them right, they'll treat you right. If they're mistreated, then they'll have a different temperament. And so they just kind of like curiosity, like the cat. Curiosity kills the cat, if you will, is one way to look at it.
Well, great. They sound like they'd be fun to have around. Taking a broader view of living water, why should the people of Moffat County care about your operations and support your efforts?
We're just another small business in Moffat County, just trying to pay our bills and put food on the table. That's why we should be able to support each other and not rely on others outside the state or outside the country to support ourselves.
Well, great. And I think that goes to the core of it. I mean, it's neat to have a product that's produced right here in Moffat County and exported, it sounds like, around the world. But, you know, I think we as a community need to support our businesses. And I agree with you that all of us need to lean into that exactly. So I'm glad you're here today to tell people about what's happening and maybe they'll take a look at alpaca fiber if they haven't already. Looking back at your time with Living Water, what part of your operation or mission are you most proud of?
honestly, that's just, we're not necessarily proud of anything that we've done or accomplished or will accomplish. We're just humbly living our lives to do the best we can.
Great. So that gets into the next portion. For the future, are there grand plans or is it, you know, the status quo? What's the future of the operation look like?
Well, just like any other operation and business, there's always plans and ideas and concepts. And so we have those mulling around, but nothing's set in stone yet. So time will tell.
Well, there's always the future and reacting. And everyone these days needs to be very flexible and react to what's happening out there in a volatile world. Certainly, I can appreciate where you guys are with that in a small business. What else should we know about Living Water Fibers and alpacas? People in Moffat County, what should they know about you guys?
Honestly, there's nothing really to know about. What you see is what you get. And so we're just living a humble life, and that's about it.
Well, wonderful. So if people wanted to reach out to you or, you know, get more information about the products you guys have, what's the best contact?
The best contact is reaching us through our website, which is the title of the business, livingwaterfibersandalpacas.com. And you can reach out. We're on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Great. Well, I really enjoyed talking to you today. I've got to get some alpaca on my body and check it out. I thank you for your time, John. I appreciate you joining us today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time and support and encouragement.
Thank you, sir. We'll take a short break now. Our next guest will be Colt Hoffman with Colt 45 Productions.
We'll be back with more Visit Moffat County, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffat County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting and heard right here on KRAI Craig, 55 Country at 550 AM and 105.1 FM, and on KRAI FM at 102.3 and 93.7.
We're celebrating 50 years of service at Victory Motors. Founded by Tom and Deidre Maniotis in 1975, we are proud to carry on the rich tradition of caring for generations of families in Northwest Colorado. Choose from a great selection of new and used vehicles today. Great deals, 100% guaranteed financing, backed by great service, parts, and detail shop. Victory Motors, our family business, is taking care of your family's automotive needs. Come celebrate with us all year long because 50 years is just the beginning. Victory Motors of Craig, stop by or visit victorymotors.com. Today.
Alpenglow Auto Repair is excited to announce that we have expanded once again. We now offer diesel repair from a small pickup to a semi-truck. Alpenglow Auto Repair is your one-stop auto repair shop. We do every repair your vehicle needs to keep you and your family safe. Tires, brakes, tune-ups, windshield replacement, all the way to engine swaps. Call Alpenglow Auto Repair at 970-236-4333 to schedule your next appointment. Alpenglow Auto Repair. We take the wobble out of your wheel.
The last time I caught up with John Wade, he had so many success stories about how he and his company help friends and neighbors throughout the community. Today, we're going to talk about Kristen and Cody. Tomorrow might be you. I'm Shannon Lukens. Kristen and Cody chose to work with Derek and Lindsay at the Steamboat Group after being impressed by Derek's professionalism in a past transaction. They knew the Steamboat Group had the experience to handle unique and hard-to-sell properties. Their home included a valuable secondary property, required a very specific type of buyer. The Steamboat Group was able to create lifestyle-focused marketing, which showcased the snowmobiling opportunities right there on the property. After extensive marketing, the experts at the Steamboat Group found the right buyer, successfully navigated the sale. In the end, Kristen and Cody sold their property for a great price, and they were thrilled with the results, allowed them to move on to their next adventure abroad. That's why I would trust my friend John Wade to sell my home. To connect with John Wade and the talented people at the Steamboat Group, just Google the Steamboat Group. Or for immediate answers, call John and his company at 970-879-0879.
I just lost my insurance through work, and I make too much for Medicaid. I'm running out of time. What can I do?
Call the Elps Insurance Pros now. They help me enroll in a select health plan. They offer Anthem Blue Cross, too. Some plans have $1 premiums and no copay for primary care if you qualify.
Seriously? I need to call them today.
Do it. 970-986-4438. That's 970-986-4438.
Don't wait. Elps Insurance Pros can help, but deadlines are fast approaching. So call now for a free quote. Winter is coming, and burst pipes can strike when you least expect it. When disaster hits, whether it's water, fire, smoke, or even mold, call the experienced team at ServiceMaster. With quick response times and proven expertise, they'll help restore your home or business fast. Serving all of Northwest Colorado, ServiceMaster is ready 24/7 to bring you peace of mind. Visit ServiceMasterColorado.com today and add this number to your phone, 970-871-4974. 970-871-4974.
At Murdoch's Ranch and Home Supply, we love the holiday season. We love spending time with our loved ones, cozying up by the fire, playing outside, and giving gifts to our favorite folks. Gifts and giving, boy howdy, do we have that covered at Murdoch's, where we have something for everyone on your list. Western folk, adventurers, kiddos, dogs, and even those hard to shop for folks. Heading to a party? We have fun white elephant gifts too. Find it all at your local Murdoch's or Murdoch's.com.
It's time now for Visit Moffitt County, a community affairs program, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting. Now here's your host, Tom Kleinschnitz.
We're back with more of Visit Moffitt County. Again, this is Tom Kleinschnitz. Now we welcome Colt Hoffman with Colt 45 Productions. Colt, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, I'd like to thank you for your contributions to Visit Moffitt County website and the Moffitt County YouTube channels. Your work is truly art in motion. Our community truly appreciates a professional like you stepping up to do so much of the common good.
I appreciate you saying that. Moffitt County is definitely a hidden gem, and it's a beautiful place, and it needs to be captured as such.
Okay, before we start really going into the details of what Colt 45 Productions is, tell us your personal history, how long you've lived in the community, and tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a Moffitt County local, born and raised here, and then went to Moffitt County High School. Then I moved away for quite a few years. I lived in Thailand, taught English there for a little bit, and then traveled to Indonesia for a little bit, and then ultimately got into photography there a little bit, and then came back because it was just kind of a longing to be back in Moffitt County, because geographically, out of all the places I've traveled across the world, it was still one of the most spectacular places I've ever been. And that's kind of in a nutshell.
Well, I tell you, I hear some pride there, and it's really cool to be compared to other places around the globe. Wonderful to have you back in Moffitt County. How long has Colt 45 Productions been professionally in business, and how long have you held this Colt 45 identifier?
So I started Colt 45 Productions, the name. It would have been my freshman year in high school, believe it or not, because everybody always called me Colt 45. But professionally, Colt 45 Productions has been about 8 years running strong as a professional business.
Great. Well, you're certainly an avid outdoorsman, and your videos really capture images that are really out there in the backcountry. Could you tell our audience about some of your outdoor passions and how they have contributed to the photography and video that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm, like you said, avid outdoorsman. I love hunting and fishing and going out. And that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from, is being outdoors and just kind of away from civilization, if you will. Out in nature, it's a very honest place. And going out and being able to capture different locations and different light, you can go to the same place, you know, 2-3 times throughout the day, and you'll see it in a completely different way, whether the light's hitting it, the shadows, and it's being outdoors and spending as much time outdoors. Because last year I spent 38 days just in Moffitt County camping alone, and being able to really just see, you know, different areas, just like I said, it's every time you go out there, it's just something new, whether it's raining, snowing, whatever. It's just beautiful to be out there.
As the tourism director, I always tell people across the world that we do have world-class topography. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. I would fully agree with that. So even some of the locations I've filmed, some of the locals have been like, is this Utah? And I'm like, no, this is right here, 30 minutes from town. This is Moffat County. And it is some of the most unique terrain and geographical features, you know, that I've seen worldwide.
Well, I've, you know, had the opportunity to be on a couple of backcountry river trips with you. I know you have a serious focus on keeping the outdoors pristine. Tell us some of your Leave No Trace priorities. How do you treat the backcountry in Moffat County?
Well, it's, you know, just with everything else, you know, it's a living system, and it needs to be honored and protected. And when it comes to, you know, my cinematography and showing others these places, they're so pristine. But when I go out there, it's micro trash, any type of trash, I'll stop and pick up, you know, cans or whatever type of trash on the side of the road, even if I'm in a rush. And I prioritize that to keep the beauty and the wildlife and everything just as pristine as possible. And it goes hand in hand with kind of my philosophy with my artwork, is leave the viewer in a better place. And just like picking up trash out in the wilderness, you're leaving it a little bit better. And if somebody watches one of my videos and it's upbeat and you see some fantastic, beautiful country, it just leaves you in a better place. So it goes hand in hand on both outdoors and both with the viewers to just try to inspire and protect and leave places better than when we got there.
Well, that sure should be the ethic of absolutely everyone. And I think when you throw out the video that is pristine, that means it should stay that way. So I appreciate your philosophy, and I think that should be emphasized in your operation. You know, I've had discussions with you, and you say that you've dedicated a lot of time to camping in the backcountry. But I know there's a lot of work associated with editing and dealing with getting your final product done. You tell me that you actually have setups out there to do some of that work when you're in camp?
Yeah, Tom, I do. I'm nomadic by nature, so I have a full tent. And if it's cold, I got, you know, a wood-burning stove I'll set up and a little solar panel generator. And I'll set my whole editing station up out there so I can get morning twilight shots and evening and edit throughout the day, because about every 5 seconds of video takes about 10 minutes to edit. So it's a time-consuming process. And, of course, the more you know about color grading and editing styles, the time can add up very fast. And then running a professional business and, you know, with my clients, it's, you got to stay on top and be proficient in your editing. So setting up a portable editing station definitely helps create consistent quality content for viewers and my clients alike.
Well, that sounds incredible to me to have to, you know, take that kind of equipment out in the backcountry and just stay with your shoulder to the wheel and get things accomplished. You mentioned before that you're out there year-round, and it sounds like your tent and your setup is ready for hot, cold, whatever comes at you. You've mentioned to me that weather is important to watch when you're doing your work with the drones and the photography. Tell me about how you watch the weather and how important that is.
Yeah, I became a pretty big cloud enthusiast because, one, it adds just a lot of color and whatnot. When you watch the weather systems, you can go out to, say, you know, Godiva Rim or Duffy Mountain, and knowing how a storm system is going to hit those mountainsides and then when it's going to leave or when it's going to start, that's when you can get stunning footage that's truly once in a lifetime to see, because we never have the same storm twice. So knowing how a storm or fog, if it's, you know, wintertime and how hot air rises, how is it going to push the clouds out of some of the canyons? And being aware of, you know, your thermals and your jet streams and which way the storm's moving, I'll set up camp appropriately. And maybe I'll be in downpouring rain for a couple of days, but when the weather breaks, that's when the true magic happens. And that's where the, you know, the chin of just staying out there, rain or shine, to get the shots that, you know, nobody else is grabbing.
Well, certainly seeing your work, you're describing what you do, and it's certainly magic. I understand you must have a serious investment in the equipment required to acquire the quality that you have. Tell us about the cameras and drones you have, and tell us about your investments.
Yeah, it reminds me of my grandfather's garage when he had a bunch of tools. They weren't just collected overnight, but definitely throughout your life. And I have cinema cameras that are Hollywood grade for just to get real technical as far as different formats that I shoot in for different lighting conditions. I have multiple drones, FPV or first person view where you put the goggles on, which is a different style than just a normal drone that you can fly around. And having these different pieces of equipment that taken every bit of over 10 years to accumulate, that's what adds that professional cinematic touch to it, and understanding how not only how your camera operates, but how to get it to your style and your editing style to bring not something that just looks like you put a filter on and saturated the colors, but to really get a camera shot that really moves and that stops people and makes them wonder, how did they do that? That almost looks AI, which that's a compliment, because definitely don't use any AI in any of my work. But the equipment is just as important as just being out there.
Well, it sounds like you got the combination, the dedication to be there and days of rainfall and dedication to accumulating the right equipment to make it happen. I've got a loaded question for you. What's your favorite place to do your work in Moffat County? I know this is a tough one, but give us an answer, if you will.
That's a great question, Tom. Thank you. So I would definitely say Moffat County as a whole is so unique. Once you hit the county line from wherever you're coming from, you could drive 10 minutes and get into some badland-looking country or up into the mountains. But ultimately, when I go out to these locations and I film, there's a usually just tag Moffat County. And it's not that I want to keep these places a secret, which sometimes I do because they're so special to me. But ultimately, the goal is to share these locations with others, but to inspire them to get out there and explore and maybe have it can be a journey when you go out there. You never know if you're going to run into a herd of elk or the wild horses or otters down on the river that are making a comeback. It's just such a pristine area. And so Moffat County, I can go anywhere, and it ultimately is my favorite. But I like to leave it to where try to inspire others to get out in nature and reconnect, disconnect, get a better connection without Wi-Fi, and just see what our beautiful, one-of-a-kind county has to offer.
Well, I think that goes to the last thing that, you know, we're going to think about here. But, you know, your work affects people. And I think you have a real story to tell, and you've portrayed some of that with our discussion here today. But tell us how people have described your work, and tell us about maybe their emotional response to what you present.
Yeah, one of the best compliments I've got was my ability to capture magic. And when you're out there, there's so many facets to it. But one of the big things is, when you go out there and you pick up trash and you honor Mother Nature and the areas that I film all the time, there's this mutual relationship with Mother Nature and myself. And I help pick up trash and keep her protected, and therefore she'll show me beautiful clouds and open up some pretty majestic opportunities to film. With sharing that, you know, and having people being effective with it, ultimately comes back to, you know, we attract what we put out there. And if our goal is to protect these areas, then we do it, you know, consciously with action, with good intentions, it'll be returned to us.
Well, I agree with you there. And that's part of the point why your work is so important. Can I ask you, as you look forward, where do you see in the future for Cult 45 Productions? What's out there in front of you?
Right now, I've been working with some pretty big tourism companies like the Visit Moffitt County, of course, and the Colorado Tourism Office. We've got some projects there. And moving into a more outdoor area of cinematography, of using, you know, going back to the last question a little bit of, you know, how it affects people. If my work is magical to others and it's inspiring, then that's an area that should be used to bring more awareness to the outdoors and to help protect what we have and how delicate these ecosystems are. And so for the future of Cult 45 Productions, it's definitely moving in a more conscious, active way of bringing awareness to the outdoors and how delicate our systems are that are right here in our backyard.
Well, certainly responsible visitation is an aim for Visit Moffitt County, and it sounds like you're right on target. Is there anything else about Cult 45 that we should know?
Cult 45 Productions just opened up and dropped their new website, cult45productions.com, which is super exciting. It's more than just nature and landscapes. It's a full-fledged luxury media company. There's a lot to dive into there, and we'll be opening up a merchandise line shortly on there to keep posted on there. And yeah, you can dive in and see a lot more of the different avenues of photography and cinematography that Cult 45 Productions has to offer.
Well, great. Let's say that website one more time so make sure that everybody can dial in. What is that again?
It's cult45productions.com.
Beautiful. Well, I thank you for joining me today, Mr. Hoffman. You are an asset to the county, and we appreciate your work, and we look forward to working with you for years to come. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom. It was a pleasure.
It certainly was a pleasure for me. We'll be taking a short break here at Visit Moffitt County. Our next guest is Wade Gerber with Bad Alibi Distillery right here in Craig, Colorado.
We'll be back with more Visit Moffitt County, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting and heard right here on KRAI Craig, 55 Country at 550 AM and 105.1 FM, and on KRAI FM at 102.3 and 93.7.
I've been trying to figure out healthcare for my family. It's so confusing. Who did you go through?
I called the Alps Insurance Pros. They made it so easy. They helped me get a Select health plan. They offer Anthem Blue Cross, too. Some plans even have $1 premiums and no copay for primary care visits if you qualify.
Well, that sounds like exactly what I need.
Call them, 970-986-4438. That's 970-986-4438.
Alps Insurance Pros. Call today for your free quote.
Hi, this is Jason Haskell with New Creation Church in Craig. We are commanded in the scriptures more than once to rejoice in the Lord. To rejoice is to joy up, to stir up the joy of knowing Jesus. Nehemiah said, "This day is holy unto the Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." So we see that joy is holy and that the joy of the Lord is strength. A Christian without joy is one without strength. Without joy, we struggle to be like Jesus. Jesus was anointed with the oil of joy beyond all others. People think somber, sad, and sorrowful is holy, but here we see the joy of the Lord is holy. Now the world always offers an inferior substitute. The world offers happiness. The problem is that happiness depends on what happens. If good things happen, it shows up, but when life is hard, it's nowhere to be found. God's joy is not like that because it's always present regardless of circumstance. It is found in His presence, and anyone, anywhere can come to Jesus at any time, and when you do, you will find this holy joy.
At Spa Country, we're having our clearance sale early this year. Our 2026 models are coming in, and we want to give you the best pricing yet on all 2025 hot tubs before the year ends. Stop by Spa Country for the best prices of the season. SteamboatHotTubs.com.
Visit Spa Country, we'll meet your hot tub needs, so you can sit where the water is warm. So come to Spa Country and bring your family and get the best of you transformed.
SteamboatHotTubs.com.
At Mountain West Insurance, they're proud to call Northwest Colorado home. From Craig to Hayden to Steamboat and all the surrounding areas, they're your neighbors working hard to protect what matters most to you. This season, they want to say thank you for trusting your local team at Mountain West Insurance. Your support keeps us and our community strong. Mountain West Insurance, local people, local service, local care. Stop by an office in Craig or Steamboat.
Winter is coming, and burst pipes can strike when you least expect it. When disaster hits, whether it's water, fire, smoke, or even mold, call the experienced team at Service Master. With quick response times and proven expertise, they'll help restore your home or business fast. Serving all of Northwest Colorado, Service Master is ready 24/7 to bring you peace of mind. Visit ServiceMasterColorado.com today and add this number to your phone, 970-871-4974. 970-871-4974.
Steamboat is a great place to live and do business. I'm Chris Sias, the commercial specialist for the agency Steamboat Springs. I work with business owners, landlords, and investors in the purchase and leasing of properties for business, encompassing everything from development land to downtown retail condos, industrial spaces, and offices. If you need a home for your business, have property to lease, or are looking to invest in Steamboat, please contact me, Chris Sias, commercial broker with the agency Steamboat Springs at steamboatcre.com.
Whether you're new to town, a local, here for hunting, or just passing through, stop by MJK Ace Hardware. Not only does MJK in Craig have the best customer service in town, the store is one of the biggest around. That means 36,000 square feet of bulk propane, Yeti coolers, feed for horses, certified hay and straw, hunting boots, camping supplies, hunting licenses, and so much more that we can't fit it all in one commercial. So pick up something to take home to family and friends too. MJK Ace Hardware, off of First Street in Craig. Your lumber, paint, home decor, and we really mean everything. Store.
We're celebrating 50 years of service at Victory Motors. Founded by Tom and Deidre Maniotis in 1975, we are proud to carry on the rich tradition of caring for generations of families in Northwest Colorado. Choose from a great selection of new and used vehicles today. Great deals, 100% guaranteed financing, backed by great service, parts, and detail shop. Victory Motors, our family business, is taking care of your family's automotive needs. Come celebrate with us all year long, because 50 years is just the beginning. Victory Motors of Craig, stop by or visit Victory Motors.com today.
It's time now for Visit Moffitt County, a community affairs program, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting. Now here's your host, Tom Kleinschnitz.
Welcome back to Visit Moffitt County. Our next guest is Wade Gerber. He's here to tell us about a new business in downtown Craig, Colorado. Wade, welcome.
Hi. How's it going?
Great. It's a wonderful day in Northwest Colorado. Before we get into hearing about the new business that's going to be downtown, Craig, tell us about yourself, your background, how long you and your family have been here in the Yampa Valley.
Well, it's a pretty long history. My great-grandfather on my on the Gerber side actually homesteaded in Moffitt County. He started building a family ranch and farm, raising cattle and potatoes. Throughout that, my grandpa had 14 children that all grew up in the valley. I personally graduated from high school in Craig and left to serve in the Navy for 4 years. I was on a nuclear submarine for 2 years. After completing my service, I returned back to Craig in 1994. Then that's when I started my career in the coal industry, working both at Palo Alto and Peabody Coal. And then I joined the team at Tri-State Power Plant, where I'm currently a maintenance supervisor. The idea of the distiller was born in January of 2020 after the announcement of the power plant's closure.
So that's, you know, a real coal transition story, I think. Given the knowledge that you had that things were going to change, you dove into a personal business.
Correct.
Yep. On it. So Bad Alibi Distillery will be in downtown Craig. Tell our audience where the distillery is and how operations will be set up.
Yeah, the distillery is located at the corner of 4th Street and Yampa Avenue. It's going to serve as the home of several businesses in the long run, but currently the Bad Alibi Distillery is in the westernmost part of the building. Its actual address is 23.5 4th Street. And then Dummy and Crane Cocktail Lounge will be at 406 Yampa on that side of the building. The future plans include the addition of an on-site restaurant for more of the customer experience. The distillery portion of the building will house all production operations, including grain mill, bottling areas, and distilling equipment. We will have a tasting room where we'll be able to do bottle sales area and hats, t-shirts, stuff like that out of there. We'll also do education out of that area prior to doing guided tours of the facility. After the tours, then we'll get into sampling of the products that we have in the distillery.
Well, great. You know, branding is so important in this industry, and Bad Alibi is certainly a unique and fun business name. How did that come to be? What's the origins of Bad Alibi Distillery?
The short answer is everybody's got an alibi, but we have a bad alibi. But honestly, the bad alibi draws from the inspiration of the rugged West and the history of Moffat County. We were branding off of the outlaws, the cattle rustlers, the people that homesteaded this country, just the real rough and tough characters, and the challenges that they brought with them to help shape the resilience and grit of the families who settled here. Many of these outlaws were known for their alibis, and so more often than not, they were bad alibis, but they were still alibis. So the name of the distillery honors that colorful past and also an enduring spirit of the West that continues to redefine our community today.
Well, I tell you, when I first heard it, and many people, when they say it, they put a smile on their face when they say bad alibi. So I think you've come up with a winner there. I understand that starting operations at the distillery has been challenging. When did you start your process, and how long does it take to set up operations? And, you know, tell us about the challenges along the way that you've had.
Yeah, there's been a few. We had hoped to be open a lot sooner than now, but there has been a few. The initial conversations for starting the distillery began in 2020. It was more about starting a local touring operation, things like that. But we started going around and visiting different distilleries. Peach Street Distillery in Palisade was one of our very first. Took several years to move from concept to actual formal planning and to define our ideas and build a solid foundation for the business. In 2023, we can secure both a private investor and bank financing to bring the project to life, finalizing the purchase of the current building in June of that year. After securing the building, we applied for and received funding from the local marketing district to assist with architectural design, engineering, and legal costs, which were very necessary to move the project into construction. This marked the beginning of our remodeling and equipment sourcing phase. Like renovating the projects, we encountered unexpected challenges, most notably the need to install a 6-inch fire line to support the required fire suppression system for the distillery's manufacturing area. Thanks to the support of Craig Urban Renewal District, we successfully completed the fire line installation and brought the facility into full compliance with all of the building safety codes, working with the fire marshal on getting everything set up there. So that was for both the distillery and the cocktail lounge that we've got it fully up to code on all the fire stuff. Most recently, we're waiting on licensing for all of our labels and everything on the bottles, which has to go through the federal government. So that's holding things up at this point. But all in all, it's been a very educational experience, but yeah, definitely some challenges.
So go back to that. I think some people don't realize that you do need to go to the federal government to have your labels approved and all of those things. So with the government shutdown, you're sort of on hold.
Correct.
There's no way forward with that until they open back up.
Nope.
You've got all those labels in process. You know what they look like. I'm sure that you're anxious to get approvals.
Yeah, they it's the initial line of the spirits that we plan to produce. We've got four of them in line, so we need to get those labels submitted approved. Once we do that, we've got some of our products that's already bottled, but we still don't have labels on them. So until we put a label on them, we can't sell anything.
Okay. Well, tell us about the various products that you have at Bad Alibi. Tell us about what you have, what you will have, and the timelines of your various products.
Okay. So our initial line of spirits that will be available right away from the Bad Alibi Distillery will celebrate the rich history and colorful characters of Craig and Moffat County. Our first one will be Craigtown Whiskey. It's a blended bourbon that we'll be outsourcing. That is not actually distilled on site, but it tells the story of the founding of Craig in Moffat County. This signature whiskey launches the Distillery Spirits of the West series and will be available on opening. Cassidy Clear Vodka, a smooth distilled vodka that is made at Bad Alibi Distillery, will be inspired by the legend of Butch Cassidy and his time in Moffat County. That one will be available on opening. Josie's Garden Gin is a very botanical gin that is distilled, and all of the botanicals and everything that will be going into it are done on site. This will be honoring Josie Bassett, which was a well-known homesteader and rancher whose independent spirit reflects the heart of the region. That one also will be available on opening. Then we have Harry Tracy Rye. It's a very bold blended rye whiskey that is outsourced also, that is not distilled on site. This will be sharing the story of Harry Tracy. He's one of the most notorious outlaws that has ever been in Moffat County or passed through the area. That one will be available on opening. Then the fifth one in the line is Bassett Bourbon. This is bourbon that is distilled on site. It will be planned for release in 2029 as a four-year-old aged bourbon. This one here is a tribute to Ann Bassett, another iconic figure in the local history. This one here, and like I said, it's aging in barrels on site for 4 years.
Well, it sounds like...
In addition to these, we will be continue to expand these offerings down the road. We will include an Irish-style whiskey, other bourbons, other whiskeys. We'll get into coffee liqueurs and other liqueurs, some of the spirit mixing products such as vermouth that have distilled alcohol in them.
Well, it sounds like the themed part of it sure lines up with Visit Moffat County. We're sure going to be working with you and making things happen for you. I understand the museum has been a part of your consulting on and going back on the history of what you're presenting.
Yeah, that's correct. The spirits are the primary product of the distillery, but our broad mission extends beyond the products. The key focus of the distillery is more value-added agriculture. We're going to be sourcing the majority of our grains from Northwest Colorado. In addition, we use our distiller grain to be repurposed locally to finish cattle for market, which creates sustainability, circular connection between the local farmers, ranchers, and producers. But then we get into the work with the museum. $1 from every bottle of our Craigtown whiskey sold will be donated to the museum in recognition for their support. Looking forward, we envision the distillery as the cornerstone of a large heritage tourism experience. So, serving as a home base for tours, activities that celebrate the history, people, and landscapes in Northwest Colorado. So far, we understand that we're actually more of a marketing company than we are a distillery. So we just happen to be using whiskey to sell the marketing for Northwest Colorado.
That sounds fantastic. So tell us about the people that are involved with this project. Who are your partners, and how do they contribute to operations?
The ultimate goal of Bad Alibi Distillery is to build a generational business that can be passed down and sustained for years to come. From the very beginning, this has been a family-driven endeavor built with the teamwork and commitment and share the vision of the future. My wife has been very instrumental in managing the financial side of the operation and handling countless other duties as assigned. And Kirstie McPherson leads our marketing efforts. She's directly behind the label designs, the creation of the historical stories, working with the museum. Together, we're laying the groundwork not only for successful distillery, but for lasting family legacy in Northwest Colorado. Kirstie and my wife are also the owners of the building and of Dummy and Crane Cocktail Lounge that's located there. As this business continues to grow, an additional company will be formed to manage the tourism component for the overall broad vision, connecting visitors to the history, the culture, and the entrepreneurship spirit of Northwest Colorado.
Well, great. Let's get down to the equipment itself. Tell us about what you had to purchase to the distiller, and why is it special, and where did it all come from?
Yeah. So the majority of our equipment, which would include the still, the cookers, the fermenters, all of that is sourced from Kote, which is a German company. They're renowned for precision distilling systems. Each piece of equipment was custom designed and built in Germany specifically for our facility. It's wedged in and very tight in there, but it was designed to fit that space. Then it was disassembled, packed into two large shipping containers, and transported to our site via sea, rail, and truck. After the on-site installation was completed personally by me and a team of really good friends that wanted to help, we used very detailed photos from the original setup in Germany. The system is partially automated. It's not fully automated, but this helps ensure consistency between the products and runs, which overall efficiency in the distilling process. Moving forward with it has been a lot of work with phone calls, with myself, one of their colleagues in Chicago, and a colleague in Germany. So some of the language barriers were a little tough on some of this, but we made it through it, and it's up and running now.
Sounds fantastic. Well, but as you drive by and look at the distiller, it is an amazing piece of equipment. And I think it itself will be an attraction for people to come in and peek and take tours. Is there anything else about Bad Alibi that, as we finish today, that you want to make sure the audience knows about?
At Bad Alibi Distillery, we're proud to build on the same grit, determination, and community spirit that have shaped Moffat County for generations and got us to the point where we are today. What began as an idea during uncertain times has grown into a family-driven enterprise rooted in the craftsmanship, sustainability, and local pride. It's all made possible through the support of both the local marketing district and the Craig Urban Renewal Authority. Every bottle that we produce tells a story of the people, the history, and the land that define Northwest Colorado. From us sourcing our local grains and repurposing our distiller's grain to support our area ranchers and partnering with the Museum of Northwest Colorado to preserve our history, we're dedicated to creating more than just exceptional spirits. We're helping to build a stronger and more diverse future for this community. As we continue to grow, our vision extends far beyond the distillery walls, creating jobs, welcoming visitors, supporting local agriculture, and sharing the spirits of the West with people across the state and beyond. Bad Alibi Distillery stands as both a tribute to our past and a toast to what's yet to come. Proof of that story is hardworking character of Northwest Colorado is going to continue to inspire for generations.
Well, fantastic. So if people want to reach you or find out more about the distillery, how do they do that?
So our crowdfunding is still open at different levels on our website. That'll be anywhere from bling to full barrels to actual distilling experience that can be done with me and the team on site. I can be contacted directly at 970-629-2355 and via our website at badalibidistillery.com.
Great. If you could say that phone number one more time so they can, if people do have an interest in contacting you.
It's 970-629-2305.
Beautiful. Wade, it's certainly been a great pleasure talking to you. We wish you and your partners the best of success in the future. Thank you for joining us.
Yep, thank you. It's been great.
I wanted to remind our listeners that all of us will be celebrating some significant anniversaries in 2026. The United States of America will be celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Colorado will be celebrating our 150th anniversary of statehood, and Moffat County, one of the youngest counties in the nation, we'll be celebrating our 115th anniversary. This was another edition of Visit Moffat County. If you or your organization would like to participate in future broadcasts, contact me at Moffat County Tourism in Craig at 970-824-2335. Information on Moffat County, including important upcoming events, can also be found online at visitmoffatcounty.com. Again, we thank Lizard Communications for this public service opportunity. Good day.
Thanks for listening to Visit Moffat County, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffat County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting and heard right here on KRAI Craig, 55 Country at 550 AM and 105.1 FM, and on KRAI FM at 102.3 and 93.7.